child naming ceremonies, and how, generally, how do Ghanaians choose the names for their children?
Oh, the names is much. First, they give the name from the day the child was born. Me, I was born on Friday, so my name is Efua. That is the woman born on Friday, and our girl born on Friday, and a boy born on a Friday is Kofi. My son is born on a Thursday. The name is Yao. If it's a girl, it's Ya. My sister here have a Thursday born girl. It's Ya, and my son is also Thursday, so it's Yao. And I have an older daughter, the name she was born on Sunday is Akosua. Or AC. In my mother's side, Fanti, we say AC. But in my father's side, Ashanti, we say Akosua. So it's. And then when the name from the day is there. The second thing is the name of, like, it's not godmother. I don't know how to say it, but it's like they give the name of somebody from the family. Like my father, he gave the name of his grandmother to me. So it's like to him, his grandmother is still living in me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my sister was named after his mother's mother. So that is his grandmother from the mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she is also living in him. But if they give the name, like my son was born on Thursday, and they named him after his father's father. He was born. He was not born on a Thursday. His father's father was born on a Monday. So normally they had to give him the name of the person and the day the person was born. He don't have that name from Thursday anymore. He was born on Thursday, but he don't have it. But now people don't like it that way. They say, okay, the day he was born, we want to keep it. But the name from the other person, we want it. Like me, I was lucky. The one I was named after was born on a Friday. So I was lucky. They didn't have to change my day. Otherwise, my father would have done it because he's one of the old, he's old. Eh? But my sister, the one here, he was born on a Monday. She was born on a Monday, but they named it after the woman who was born on a Saturday. So her name is Saturday born, but she was not born on a Saturday. So that is how complicated it is. Eh? Like the Ashantis, it's always like that. When they give the name of somebody, it's all everything. They don't leave any name out. Everything from the person, every name. But my son, we didn't want it, so he kept his day that he was born. That's how they give the names. And then the family name comes after that. Like me, I'm Donko. My father is Donko. That's his family name. I get it. And my grandmother's name was Chumwa. Ifua Chumwa. I have the same Ifua Chumwa. And Rebecca is an English name. My father gave to me. It's not, before they were not interested with this English names. So Rebecca is from the Bible, and my father gave me the name Rebecca.
So a Ghanaian may have, from what you have said, a Ghanaian may have as many as four names.
As many as four names, even six.
Six.
Okay. Because I'm Rebecca Efua Chumwa Donko is four already.
Yeah. And all following a particular pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You are Efua because you were born on Friday. You are Donko because of your family name. And you are Chumwa because your father named you after his grandmother. And you are Rebecca because of the English connection. The
connection with,
And English and the Christian connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it is.